Indonesian police say they've made significant progress in the investigation of last week's bombing at the JW Marriott Hotel in Jakarta, but they have yet to arrest their first suspect. The general says that although the methods used were similar to the Bali bombing and the bombing of the Philippines ambassador, it does not mean police have decided yet the same group carried out the Marriott bombing. He says police have not reached that conclusion. Indonesian police say two key suspects in the hotel attack are the men who bought the car that held the bomb detonated at the JW Marriott Hotel. At a press conference in Jakarta Tuesday, Indonesia's chief of detectives, General Erwin Mapasang, held up sketches of two young Indonesian men he says bought the used car.
Orang ini, saya perlu sampaikan lagi ciri-cirinya.
General Mapasang says one of the suspects is thin, roughly 1.68 meters tall, fair-skinned, with an average nose and eyes. The general says the man speaks softly, using a Sumatran accent. At least 11 people died after a car bomb was detonated last Tuesday at the Marriott in central Jakarta. The luxury hotel was a popular meeting place for Westerners and wealthy Indonesians. Nearly 150 people were injured. So far, no suspects have been arrested. Police also released more details about the bomb. The bombers put seven large containers in the back of the car. Three were filled with the explosives TNT, RDX, tetrol, and sulfur and carbon. The other four contained gasoline and kerosene to add fuel to the blast. Police have commented that the suspected driver of the car, Asmar Latinsani, might have been a suicide bomber. But General Mapasang said Tuesday that could not yet be confirmed. Mr. Asmar's remains were found at the hotel site. Within hours of the blast, police remarked on its similarities with a terrorist bombing on the Indonesian island of Bali last October 12th, which killed 202 people. Authorities say that attack was the work of the regional terror ring Jamaah Islamiyah, or JI, which is linked to the Al-Qaeda network. The bombing of a house owned by the Philippines ambassador in August 2000 is also linked to JI. Indonesia's defense minister has said that JI was to blame for the Marriott bomb. Police, however, are less certain. The general says that although the methods used were similar to the Bali bombing and the bombing of the Philippines ambassador, it does not mean police have decided yet the same group carried out the Marriott bombing. He says police have not reached that conclusion. Indonesian prosecutors on Tuesday demanded a 15-year prison sentence for JI's alleged spiritual chief, Abu Bakar Bashir. Mr. Bashir is being tried on charges of treason for his alleged part in a series of smaller bombings and a foiled plan to assassinate President Megawati Sukarnoputri. Mr. Bashir denies the charges. Patricia Noonan for VOA News, Jakarta.